Now I know why you guys like to sit way back there in the back. Come up higher. Come on up. Come up higher. There's lots of room here in the front. You know, we are those poor souls that are invited to the Lord's banquet. We are those poor souls that cannot repay the Lord for what he has done for us. And he has invited us to dine with him. God wants us to follow his example in many, many ways, and especially in the way of humility. In the way of humility, I could hardly think of a virtue that doesn't exist because of humility. It seems like all the other virtues hinges itself on humility. You know, humility is like the cardinal virtue of temperance. I have a quote here. And on this virtue, this virtue serves as the recipient of grace, allows us to receive from God's graces and to live, therefore, like our God. It keeps us aware of our place. We are God's children, and he is our Father. So in the second reading from the book of Hebrews, we are reminded of what great honor we have in spite of our lowliness, that God has indeed invited us not just to stay far off, but to come near, to draw even to the altar, and to be with his Son offered on high. And so we always marvel at this invitation, and we are always extremely joyful to come and to celebrate these most sacred mysteries. And indeed, the writer of the Hebrews reminds us that this is a foretaste of the heavenly kingdom. And those who aspire to this ultimate end and glory, to be glorified with Christ and therefore offered to God as a pleasing offering, we must indeed come humbly. We must come humbly. And at the very beginning of our Mass, that is exactly what we do, don't we? We first acknowledge our sins. In the interior life, the life that is ordered to that final end, that is heaven, the saints always talk about this descent into their sinfulness, to be honest, to realize where they are weak and in need of God's grace and mercy. It is from this place of humility that they do indeed gain the graces of God, where they learn to put others before themselves, where they learn obedience to the will of God, where they learn that in spite of their unworthiness, God loves them unconditionally. And so they learn love, which in turn helps them to realize how blessed they are. So it's an interesting virtue in that when we humble ourselves, we are exalted. It is God who lifts us up from our place of humility. If we attempt to rise on our own, which is really impossible, if we attempt to rise on our own, God flees from us. He flees from us. And what is it called? The opposite of humility. It's called pride, right? And that is not of God. Pride is a devil's virtue. It's anti-God. In fact, the opposite of humility in that it leads to every other vice, every other sin. In Paul's letter to the Philippians, he tells us that we should do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others before you, not looking to your own interests, but to the interest of others. And he reminds us that Jesus Christ, though he was equal with God, did not seek equality with God as something to be grasped, but he emptied himself, coming in human form, becoming a slave. And even accepting death, a death on a cross. But because of this, God exalted him. And he became the source of grace for all that desire to be lifted up with him. Baptism, again, is another beautiful sign of our desire to be like Christ Jesus. In the waters of baptism, we descend first, descending into our sin. So to be washed clean, renewed, so to rise with Christ. And so this is a necessary virtue for us to embrace: humility. Without humility, we cannot pray well. We do not understand the depths of God's love for us. Without humility, we cannot confess our sins well, for we are still prideful, and we do not know our unworthiness. Without humility, we cannot forgive one another, for we are greatly distressed when treated unfairly, not realizing that Jesus Christ himself was mistreated, betrayed and denied by his own, and crucified by his own people. his own church. Without humility, we cannot hope to ever embrace our cross and carry it well here on earth. These are the gifts that we must indeed desire and pray for, asking God to help us, because it is not easy. We cannot humble ourselves on our own. It is a gift, a grace that we need to pray for, to desire in our hearts. But it is a necessary gift if we are to grow in faithfulness and in the example of Christ, so to be the body of Christ here on earth. So let us look to Jesus Christ, who indeed is this perfect example of humility. Let us descend first to rise. Let us realize that God desires to raise us up, but not in our pride, not in our vain conceit, not in our selfishness. But when we humble ourselves and realize that we are poor souls, sinners, all of us in need of God's grace, then we will place ourselves above no one. For together, only together, does God see in us the body of Christ longing for heaven. So let us work together. Let us pray together and desire before all else to be lifted up on high with our God to heaven.